Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Angelina Diana, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We've got another great 90-minute webinar coming up on Wednesday, August 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this will be one of our medium panel discussions with Forever Family Certified Mediums Joanne Gerber, Amy Utzman, and Dave Campbell. And they will be discussing receiving and interpreting spirit communication. And for those of you who might have missed our grief retreat this summer in Chester, Connecticut, we've got some great news. For the first time, we'll be offering a winter grief retreat in 2018. And that event is scheduled for January 5th through the 7th in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. I will be there along with some other mediums and facilitators, so be sure to check out all the details on our website and make your reservations. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. As you know, all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Angelina Diana, and in addition to her work as an evidential psychic medium, Angelina has been a popular radio host and newscaster for many years, including on this show, Mediums and Messages. And in addition to many guest appearances on radio and TV, Angelina currently hosts her own radio show called From the Other Side on 980 WCAP. Along with her work with the Forever Family Foundation, Angelina was also certified as a research medium through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program with Dr. Gary Schwartz. And we are so happy to have her back with us tonight. Angelina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doreen. It's really nice to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you on here. So I'm going to pick your brain a little bit here. I know that in addition to your private readings and you do media appearances and all that, you also like to teach classes.
And I do.
I know you do. And I know that you offer different types of classes. So what do you have the most fun with? Like, what's your favorite thing to teach people?
I would say making folks that are grieving see that they can connect too. So I would say teaching them like a demystified version of how to be a personal medium. I would have to say that's the most fun. I think a lot of folks
I would have to say that. That is cool because I like to teach too. I do the same thing. And I always find it so cool when people are so surprised that they can actually do this. for themselves. They can connect maybe with somebody else that's in the room, you know, and you watch their faces and the surprise that, wow, I actually got, like, valid information that someone's verifying, you know. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, mediumship is interesting. I know you take it really seriously, as I do, and on a more serious note, we know how difficult it is after losing someone very close to us. And then, of course, there are those special days of the year that roll around, whether it's someone's birthday or, you know, it's an anniversary or the holidays come around. It's just, it's incredibly difficult, you know, for many, many people to deal with. So spiritually speaking, do you have any words of wisdom for our listeners, anything that might help them to kind of get through difficult days like that?
Well, yeah, I think that our mind versus our spirit, having a recognition that they're two separate things, and that when we are missing and grieving, it is something I believe. I know there's some colleagues that believe you can cure grief. I personally don't feel you can. I think you learn to learn grief management and understand that that's a physiological response to them not being here, and it's a difficult mountain to climb. And recognizing that you have a separate system in you to connect, it can give you hopeful moments when grief creeps up. And our mind works such that when we see a picture, when a date rolls by, when people are celebrating and our mind is in a joyful moment and then it slips into, but they're not here, is a very recognizing that it's a natural response. And I call it like self-protection, like have a moment of saying, okay, I think I'm going to get a little emotional here, and I might just acknowledge that to everyone.
Yeah, or kind of giving yourself permission, in other words,
permission
to just kind of be in the moment.
I say if that happens a lot, I usually say to a client or even do it for myself where I'll find something that I can either physically bring or emotionally bring to that event to honor that person. And it's funny how every time you do that, they always find a way to validate it. There's always something that someone will do. Like my mother's on the other side, and she was this 4'11", very soft-spoken, kind, over-generous person, and I feel like she's a teaching soul to me. And I find, like, when there's family events, I might, in my head, say, okay, Mom, what kind of a recipe is going to be there at that event? Are you going to, is it going to be one of your, you know, and then when you go and it's there, and it's like, okay, you're here. So I often say to folks, try to find a way to honor them and also accept the fact, have acceptance that your mind is going to grieve. It's a natural thing. And I say, give grief a big black eye. Find a way to honor them.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. You mentioned something before about that, like that grief doesn't go away. I kind of agree with that a little bit because I think what happens is it gets softer. It gets a little bit easier with time, you know, but we never stop missing them. We never stop, you know, that process. It just, it shifts and it changes a little bit. And, yeah, I agree with you. I think the best thing we could ever do for our loved ones on the other side is really celebrate them, you know.
Absolutely.
Celebrate their lives. And one of the things I tell people all the time is whenever you're sharing time together, let's say it's, you know, the end of the year holidays or it's Thanksgiving and the whole family's coming together and you're really missing someone, share some stories, you know. Share some happy stories. Share some funny stories, you know. And honor their memory that way. So it's kind of cool to just try to help people to understand we could still celebrate our loved ones.
I know. And it is difficult because that very line can send you into another grief fit. But I often say that, you know, laughter through tears is one of the most beautiful gifts that we can have. And we can have that moment of missing, but giggling or remembering, it's like a vibrational energy that zooms out of your body, and I swear the other side catches it and go, oh, yeah, well, remember this. And then they show you something that just says, okay, you're here. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and that brings a lot of peace. All right. So before we have to take a quick break, do you have any calendar events coming up this year?
I do, actually. I have a few in the works. For me, the summer kind of slows down a little bit with events by choice. But I do have a couple coming up. I have a circle reading. Actually, that one is sold out. So the next one would be in Terryville, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I have a great relationship with a deli, Pasquale's Deli. They're just a wonderful family that runs this beautiful deli in a cute little quaint town in Connecticut. And what they do is they offer a nice light buffet, and 30 people are invited to come in, and I do readings for the evening, and that's on August 12th.
Okay.
Starts at 6 o'clock. And one of my bigger events in Springfield, Massachusetts, on August 20th at the Sheraton Hotel at Monarch Place. It's my validation readings event. And what I do there is I welcome people to come in, and I talk a little bit about the work I do. I also share a little mini class. It's very brief, but it talks about how you can be a personal medium. And then I open the floor to spirit, and we do connections for the 3 hours.
Oh, that's great.
And then finally, I have a reading circle event open to only 10 people so that everyone's guaranteed a reading. And that's on September 10th in my Manchester home office. So I hope you can join me.
That sounds great. So for all your local people in that area, we'll send them to your website. You can check out AngelinaDiana.com. And we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Angelina Diana, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, I'm going to say the number one more time. It's at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Angelina Diana. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that our phone lines are always lit up. And we do try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to Spirit, all we really want to hear is your first name, but we do like to hear your voice because that really helps us to connect with your loved ones in Spirit. So just let us know if you're looking for a mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. Okay, so you ready to go, Angelina?
I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Pat calling in from New York. Are you with us, Pat?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like to have
a
mini reading?
Yes, a mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay, Pat, it's interesting that I'm feeling actually a male and a female. The male to me feels like a father figure, and he brings a young female with him. So I do feel a male figure coming through, and before I even connected to you, I was feeling like I had some congestion in my lungs. I was coughing a little bit. So there is a father figure that's passed for you?
Yes.
And he had some breathing or congestive issues in his chest?
Yes, he did.
And I do feel a young female there. Okay, so I do feel dad there. And dad, to me, I'm feeling him then rather than hearing him. So I feel like when dad was here, he was rather an authoritative figure and didn't really share his voice or his feelings much. Is that true?
That's very true.
So I want to say that I feel like...
George.
So I want to honor him. Try not to give me additional information, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I just want to.
I'm sorry.
I just want to protect. No, that's okay. I don't want to admonish you. I don't mean to do that. I feel like I have his personality right now, so you have to forgive me. Like, don't give me additional information.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that's how he would be. But I do feel like I'd rather have him show the integrity of the reading, or I want to protect the integrity of your reading. So just say yes or no. But I do feel his personality, but I do feel him softening because he is in spirit now because of the young female that's there. So there's a sister figure that's for you in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to honor that dad is now recognizing his children. Dad didn't recognize his children when he was here, right? He wasn't very friendly or cutesy or communicative as a father figure to you when he was alive, right?
True.
Okay, so I feel like he's saying, I've changed. I've crossed over, and your sister here is making me realize that I can be expressive and I can be more feeling in nature because I'm feeling them together as a unit. I feel like it's the beautiful thing about the other side is that all of our mental stuff that drove us crazy here, it does not have an impact on us anymore. And we are full spirit. We have the gifts of the spirit, love, patience, kindness, forgiveness, mercy, all the beautiful things that the gift of the spirit have. We have that like a powerhouse on the other side. So dad is coming through in the short time that we're together to say, I'm sorry I didn't communicate that well. Could have been better at it. And now that your sister's here with me and I get to be that way with her, I realize that I owe you an apology. I should have been kinder and more expressive. I do get that in Dad's family because they're doing a motion for me that I see that he learned from his family and how to be. So your grandfather was very similar in energy, correct?
I didn't know him well.
Okay. So I know that's hard to validate.
Yeah.
I have to say I feel like Dad had an energy like his father, and I know that's hard to validate, but to give you more evidence connected to that, this is what you do know about your dad because he's telling me. So when Dad wanted to tell you something, that's when he did speak up, correct?
Correct.
Okay, he's saying, one thing you do know about me, dear, is that I had a very difficult childhood, and I had to really take things on myself as an independent, as a very young child. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So that's evidence. So I have to say, he makes me feel like he got that from his father, and the evidence is what you do know about him is that he had to be independent. Now, is there also a husband figure that's passed for you?
No.
I've got a male figure that's coming through on husband's level or age. That's the way I'm sensing him is through age. So I'm sorry I'm off by the relationship, but I am not off by the age or the same generation. I feel like this male figure passed unexpectedly. You did not get to say goodbye to him. And I'm hearing what sounds like a D, David, Daniel, DDD sounding name connected to him. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, that does. It was one of my boyfriends.
Okay, I want to honor him. So maybe that's... Well, it's kind of interesting that he called himself your husband then. That's kind of intriguing to me. But
well,
I do want to...
We were to get married, and he died suddenly.
Oh, bless your heart. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to make light of that. But I do feel like when I change personality, it means it's reflecting his. He was a very jovial, fun-loving, fun guy. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I feel
he was.
I have to honor that energy. So in the short time that we're together, I do feel sister, and it's interesting to me that I feel sister, but I'm not hearing anything directly from her. It doesn't mean that she can ever talk to you. I feel the intention in the very short time that we're together is so that you can hear Dad's apology, but know that he's okay, and that maybe if we can show a little mercy to him, mercy is something you give someone who doesn't deserve it on some level, that he did have a very hard childhood, and that's why he was kind of a snap it to it kind of person with his kids, but he's had a softening now, and that's to the credit of your sister. So I feel like she was a very fun-loving, kind person to bring that out in him. So I sincerely hope this helped you. Well, I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Yeah.
Well, there's
nothing about my daughter.
Okay. I'm so sorry that your daughter didn't come through. It doesn't mean that she's not with you. But I'll just say briefly that I do feel a commonality because sometimes when we worked with scientists, I know you've worked with scientists too, at the end of the experiments, I'm talking to Doreen, of course, that sometimes when we would read people, the scientists would come on and ask a question, and we were able to get evidential information. And as soon as you said your daughter, what I got was a similarity to your sister. Your sister was very sensitive, very strong, and as was your daughter, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is there like a C-sounding name, Catherine, Carol, Connie, CCCC, connected to your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to honor that. And I also feel a family of five connected to her, three children and a set of parents. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I feel like that's how you're in the short. I have to go, unfortunately, but in the short time that we're together, you're basically your daughter saying, "I'm here, and I'm just like Auntie. We're the same." And I feel your daughter passed very gently, and you need to know that she's okay in the short time that we're together. So I hope you know she's surrounded by family, and I feel like that's why they came through first.
Okay, Pat, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi, Angelina.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Did you want to ask me a question, or do you have a want a connection in spirit?
A connection, please.
I'm feeling actually two figures around you. One of them looks like a dog to me, so I want to go to a medium-sized dog. I'm sensing that it was older, and I'm seeing the number 13, so I feel like there's a medium-sized dog that passed around 13 connected to you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I had many dogs.
Well, I want to go to the medium-sized one, and I see the dog at your feet, which tells me it was your dog. And it makes me feel very confident that it was either like a, you know, I wish I knew dog breeds. I think it's a Labrador that has the sensitive eyes. Looks like a seal.
Oh, okay, yes.
Does that make sense to you? Okay. And I feel
yes,
like that dog's
perfect.
Coming. I feel like that dog's coming through with a male figure. I don't know who the male figure is yet, but it's coming through because of the word acceptance. Accepting how the dog had to pass. And I feel like you had to show the dog mercy and put it down. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it's come. Animals are our lessons in unconditional love, and I truly believe that this particular dog was so sensitively connected to you that it knew, I'm hearing and seeing for half a year, 6 months, that you were toiling back and forth to make this decision about putting the dog down. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, the dog knows, and I truly feel it's coming through to say thank you for showing me mercy. The male figure to me feels like a father figure. Is Dad passed for you?
Yes.
Okay, Dad is hanging out with the dog, and it's almost like he wants to sneeze. Dad allergic to animals?
No, I don't think so. We had so many animals.
I have to honor he's sneezing. Now, I know this sounds strange, but it's either them or a reflective energy they're showing in what he sees now in your family. So there's someone in your family either allergic to dogs or they're going through allergy attacks now. I don't know why he's sneezing, but I feel like if it's not them, it's referring to something that they see. So is there someone within your family right now suffering with allergies?
Yeah, we have actually quite a few.
Okay, so I feel like that's evidence. You know, I know it's really strange that they talk about this stuff, but we're only together for a little while. So I feel like when I connect to your dad's energy, it's almost like he's making fun of me that he made me say that. So dad's
well,
energy.
The other thing was.
Before you say anything, I'd rather. I don't mean to be offensive, but Dad has something to say. So I need to honor it because it's almost like he's saying, you know what? I love the fact that I can manipulate this medium to say stupid things on the air. That really cracks me up. And I feel like that's his fun-loving kind of personality, right? He had this personality that when he would sit down next to someone, he would really want to, like, laugh with them and kind of like do goofy things together and really kind of enjoy the sense of family being together. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I feel like I'm validating Dad's personality through that. He likes being with the dog, but I feel like he's showing a lot of concern about what happened after his passing. So he's still lighthearted, but he makes me feel like, you know, when somebody passes in a family, it's of course it's devastating. Everybody grieves differently, but I do think sometimes it's either like there's a domino effect that brings the family away or together. And he's making me feel like your family is still mending or trying to find their way back to each other. Do you understand that?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dad is watching that, and I unfortunately have to let you go. We're running out of time. But I want to say to you, Dad is trying to insert in the family. Remember the fun-loving things we used to do? We used to laugh together. We used to have a connective energy together. He makes me feel really strongly the family has forgotten to do that, which is understandable. The other side understands that the living have to grieve. But if we can interject or honor Dad by interjecting his personality back into the family, he makes me feel like it's going to bring the family closer together. So in the short time that we're together, I've got Dad and your dog, and I sincerely hope this helped you in the quick readings that we do here tonight.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Kathy. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Okay,
bye-bye.
I think we have time for maybe one more reading before we have to go to break. So I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading with Angelina?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Linda, I'm feeling a maternal figure around you. Mother has passed for you?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like Mom wants to come through and apologize for, like, the last 4 months of her life here. I feel like her personality changed, and it was difficult for you to continue to care for her. So I'm hearing a lot of things from her. You had to care for your mother until she passed?
Not really.
I have to honor that there's something about sending that message. So sometimes what happens is a spirit might come through, and I might be misinterpreting how they're saying it, but there's something specific about the relationship between you and your mother in the last 4 months of her life. And you feeling peace about it because her personality changed and it was really hard for you to be with her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes a medium can be slightly off in how we're getting it. I'm interpreting this and I'm hearing it in words, and we don't hear words like you're hearing my voice. It happens really quick. But I feel like it was especially, to be more evidential, the last 4 months of her life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so there's the evidence. So in the short time that we're together, I feel that your mom is coming through to say, you don't think you cared for me, but you did. But you feel like you don't because your mind is convincing you that you couldn't be there in the last 4 months of my life because my personality changed. So sometimes our grief, we always go back to what we did wrong or the woulda, shoulda, couldas, where spirit feels peace and they're saying, hey, I'm not thinking about my death. I'm thinking about the life we led together. So I want you to be thinking about, if you can, as far as the evidential messages coming through today, is the next time you want to connect to your mom, take a breath, honor whatever grief you need to kind of get out of your system. I know it's easier said than done, but honor it, let it flow, and then say, okay, if I erase the last 4 months of her life, I was there for my mother. Because my mother was there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like that's what she wants to say in the short time that we're together. Mom understands why you couldn't be there, because practically she wasn't there. And I think I have just one quick minute. I just want to explain this, and then unfortunately I'm going to have to let you go because we're running out of time. But when we walk around in this physical world, we're very mind-centric. We look at the things that we have to take care of, right? You know, I have to take care of my bills. I have to take care of little Sally Joe there, whatever it might be. And then our spirit remains dormant. We don't connect to it. But when somebody is passing or they're sick or they lose their personality, the opposite happens. Their mind is kind of lost in a way, but their spirit gets grander. So I want to give you the comfort in knowing that in that 4 months, Mom had the comfort of the other side because her mind wasn't as strong. She wasn't quite herself, right?
Right.
So I hope that gives you some peace. So know that Mom's coming through and she wants to have you erase the woulda, shoulda, coulda so you get rid of the mind noise and she can connect to you more. I hope that helps
you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay. Thanks, Linda, for calling into the show.
Okay. You're welcome.
Alrighty. Well, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes with our guest, Angelina Diana. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Angelina Diana. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Home Depot, Lord & Taylor, Priceline, Sirius Radio, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We still have callers on hold, and we're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Maria on the phone from calling in from New York. Are you with us, Maria?
Hi.
Hi, Maria. So would you like to have a reading with Angelina?
Yes, the readings have been wonderful, I can tell. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Maria. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I have a female coming through. I feel her to be very maternal, but she's up a generation. So I feel like mother's mother is passed. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
I feel like when she was here, did she speak another language, or did she have the ability to speak other languages?
Yes, she did.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, I want to start speaking Italian, but I feel I don't know if was it dialect, though? Because I almost feel like I can't quite understand her. Because she's showing me something in my frame of reference. When I went to Italy to meet my relatives for the first time, I had practiced my Italian. I go there and I don't understand a word because it's all dialect. So did she speak a dialect form of Italian?
I spoke to her in regular
I'm sorry, you broke up. I didn't hear you, dear. Can you?
She may have spoken a dialect, but over regular talk.
Okay, for some reason I'm hearing like a dialect that I don't understand. So I don't know if you remember me said when I first started to connect with her, I said, did she speak a couple of languages? All right. So it's almost like Italian and dialect, different languages. So I feel like I do have grandmother present here. I feel like the reason why she's coming through is she said she was at the family celebration 2 weeks ago. So was there like a big family get together 2 weeks ago?
No, not that I can remember.
That's what I'm hearing. So I don't know what the 2 weeks mean, because that's what I heard. And I hear celebration, like I was there. So I don't know if you need to speak to other family members or there's something about the get-together, and she was either spoken of or it was a celebration or a warm get-together. I'm going to honor what she's telling me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Or does somebody...
Okay. I do.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So I feel like she was spoken about warmly. That's what I'm hearing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So know that she was present there. Spirit loves being in our conversations. We don't think that they do, but I believe that they insert themselves into our lives as if they were physically here, but even in a more meaningful way. But the personality of your grandmother feels just that. She was very warm, very connected to family, very interested in what people said, right? She had that charm and that interest connected to her family,
yes.
Right? Okay. So
yes,
I feel like so that's how she's connecting in that way. So I feel like in the short time that we're together, grandmother is coming through, but wanting the family to know, I know what you're saying. I know that you're still connected. And I feel like, did you ever see the show? Oh, what was that show? Bewitched? You might be too young for this.
Yeah.
I'm getting sorry.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because about a year ago, I said to this girl, you know, they're showing me a phone booth. And the young woman said to me, what's a phone booth? You know, so I'm getting a little old. But I want to honor the fact that I'm seeing Bewitched and Mrs. Kravitz. Do you remember Mrs. Kravitz?
Yeah, it's because I was watching Bewitched.
Okay, that could be it too. Maybe I'm making more of this than it is, because I'm also getting a personality trait here. Mrs. Kravitz was always interested in everyone else's business. That's kind of what I'm getting with your grandmother, and it's not done in a mean way. It's just that she's that observant and that watching of people. The last thing I want to say to you. So the last thing I want to say to you is she's showing me a string of pearls, but they look broken to me. So did somebody get her pearls and they kind of separated or they're kind of fragile?
No, but I have broken pearls.
You have broken pearls. All right. So she's watching you. I think the big message here is grandmother's watching you. I have to honor it.
I think
so. So I feel like that's her way of coming through. So in the short time that we're together, I feel your grandmother coming through. Please know that she knows that she's spoken about in a warm fashion, and she's watching your life, and she's still connected to you. So I certainly hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria.
I just lost my mother, too. Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey. What'd you say?
Well, I lost my mother and my husband as well, so I'm surprised that they didn't come through.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah. Do you have a question you'd like to ask them real quick?
Well, are they also around?
I believe in general our loved ones congregate together, but when you said mother, I smell cancer. Did mom have cancer?
She did, yeah.
Okay. So sometimes, again, I thank science for this so much because the scientists would get on the phone and ask questions afterwards, and it prompted me to include that in my practice at the end of reading, that once we have a connection, if you ask a direct question, I start sensing them. It's not that I can make them come through. I cannot. I am not powerful. But I want to honor the fact that as soon as you said that, I smelled the cancer. So your mother is there. And I'm sorry to hear the loss of your husband. Was he of service or did he wear a uniform in life?
No, but he wore a uniform to work.
Okay, so I feel like he's validating that, but I'm seeing his broad shoulders. Sometimes I see a uniform, I see the broadness of someone's shoulder. Was he a big guy in the shoulder area?
No, but he is now when I see him in my dream.
Okay, so he's validating his strength then in the short time that we're together.
Yeah.
So I hope that gives you a little comfort. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Maria, thank you so much. All righty, we're going to go on to our next caller. I believe we have Jackie calling in from California. Are you with us, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading with Angelina?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Okay, Jackie, I'm feeling a male figure around you. Is there a husband figure pass for you?
No.
I need to honor the male figure that's coming through in that age group because that's how I'm feeling him to be. I feel like there was something about a brain tumor or something wrong about his head because my head is hurting me. So I have to go to the male figure that's in the same generation as a husband would be, but I'm getting a very specific thing that was wrong with him. I have a headache right now. I feel like there's something about my brain misfiring or something's wrong with my head. Does that make sense to you?
My son
okay.
passed away from a gunshot wound to his head.
I am so sorry. I have to tell you, I'm getting your son to be older than his years. Does that make sense to you in his personality?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling him. I'm sorry I didn't get that he was your son, and I hope he gives us more evidence. I know he will give more evidence in who he is, but I'm not off by how he passed. So I want to honor that aspect of it. I do feel like he was either a very quiet man or there was something about his sensitivity outshining his words. Does that make sense to you?
He was a beyond his years brilliant guy.
I respect that. If you could just say yes or no to this next observation I'm sensing, is that he's older than his years, but I'm also getting a shining emotional quality about him, okay, that he was very
yes.
sensitive. Okay? It's something I'm sensing
yes.
about him. He's making me feel that quality. And while I can sense that he, through his maturity level, that he was beyond his years, I think what was really standing out for me is his heart, how sensitive he is. So I do feel
yes.
him around
yes.
you in that way. Now, did you take a bunch of roses and slap them in between a book to dry them out?
Yes.
I'm seeing dried flowers. You did? Okay. So I'm seeing dried flowers in a book because he just went, dried flowers, and I heard the snap of a book. And he goes, I saw her do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like
the
he
Bible.
Saw you do
yeah.
that. Oh, okay. It's beautiful. So he says he saw you do that. So you must have done that after his passing. So I want to validate
right.
that. June is a very important month for him, and he said for the family. And that June this year was very difficult for you because it was hard for you to go to the family celebrations or be connected to them. So you've been isolating yourself, especially in the month of June. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. It's my husband's birthday. We got together with his family. So, yeah,
okay.
that's been difficult.
Okay, that makes sense. But I think he's taking it a step further. He sees you staying in the house a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I feel like his nature was to do just that. I feel like he kept himself alone or very in a lot of solitude in his life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like the reason why he's saying that in the short time that we're together is I want you to consider something, okay? And I'm not saying, look, I know Doreen will agree with this. I think one of the most difficult losses, not that I know what it feels like, but after doing this work for 16 years, losing a child, it just doesn't make sense. You know, you're not supposed to lose your child. And that, if I could say this to you, think about the fact that he kept himself in solitude, right? And that was a lesson that, in your mind, he didn't overcome while he was here. Now he's observing you, and you're in solitude, and he's going, okay, Mom, I know now you know what it feels like. You understand what I had to go through, that it was difficult to push myself to be around people. So I'm going to say this to you, and I hope you don't take this in an offensive way, and this is the second best thing, because the first best thing would be that he's with you now. But the second best thing is that you give grief a big old black eye, and you say, you know what? I'm going to show my son on the other side what it's like to get through solitude. I'm going to show him that life is worth living, and I'm going to take some steps to be with people so that he can learn that lesson from the other side. You're going to still be able to guide him. Again, it's not going to feel the same. It's the second best thing. But I feel like when your son would challenge people, he'd be slightly sarcastic about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's kind of going, see what it feels like? Like, I felt like I'd be offensive saying that to you, but I feel like that's evidential in his nature. Like, see what it feels like to be in solitude? Not easy, right? But I know you're going to overcome it and teach me how to overcome being solid or being in solitude. It's interesting that I'm stumbling my words, because I have to tell you, it's very difficult because he's only making me feel him and see his mind and how it works. So I want to let you know that if you want to connect to your son, I'd like you to try to sit very quietly and just try to feel his energy around you. Okay?
He signs all the time.
That's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. I want you to believe and know that you can actually get conversations from him. You can interact with him. And I'd like you to put yourself in a daydream state and test him, because he likes to be tested. He likes to be tested.
All right.
That's his personality.
All right.
So I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
All right, Jackie, thank you so much for calling in.
You have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for calling.
So we have like maybe 2 minutes. Do you want to do a 2-minute call? Okay.
I'll do a quick one, I promise.
A really quick one. All right, we have Sue calling in from South Carolina. Sue, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is going to be a short one. I'm going to turn you right over to Angelina.
Sue, would you like a reading? Would you like a reading, or do you have a question?
A reading, please.
I feel a male figure around you. Dad has passed?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like when Dad was here, he either worked behind a big desk or there's something about his desk. Do you still have his desk?
No.
Then did he have a desk job, or was there something about him working alone at the desk?
No.
I don't know why he's showing this to me, so I want to honor the place where he would go to do his work in solitude or being alone. I feel like there's something about people giving away his things in that area, and people are still using them today. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like maybe because I'm rushed, I'm not seeing it exactly, but he's like, thank you for honoring me and allowing other people to use my things. So I feel like it's important. Dad's work was important to him. It's kind of how he described himself here, or that's he focused a lot on what he did for work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like he's coming through to validate that it's nice that people are using his things. I feel like Dad had, within a year, a lot of up-and-down energy in his health. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I do feel like there were two times in that year that he sprung up and he had more strength. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Those are the times, easier said than done, but those are the times in the short time that we're together that he wants you to look at those moments as your opportunity to either say goodbye to him or spend more time with him. I do feel like the other times, there's something about Dad's privacy, there's something about Dad keeping his dignity, that he would just need to be alone or take care of his illness on his own accord. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's correct.
So I feel like Dad is trying to make you remember the good times in the last year. So in the short time that we're together, I do feel Dad coming through. I feel like it's so that he recognizes that he's still with you because he sees what's going on. Everyone's using his fangs. But he wants to address you on a personal level, that he appreciates that the two of you had those two peaked moments in that year. And that's what he wants you to remember. Not the woulda, shoulda, couldas, but those moments. And when you do get sparked by those moments, more signs and evidence can come through that your father's with you. So I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Alrighty, okay. We're going to have to leave it there. Sue, thank you so much for calling into the show. We are just about out of time. I really want to thank our guest, Angelina Diana, for joining us this evening. Angelina, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they would like to schedule a private session with you, is the best way through the website?
Yes, you can go to AngelinaDiana.com or Facebook.com/AngelinaDiana.
Awesome. You're terrific. We're so happy you were here with us tonight. Okay, guys, please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.